All right, y'all. Sorry about the third episode, but I was the technical difficulty this time.
Second episode, wasn't
it? No, this is our third one. Well, the second episode cut off at 7 minutes, so they get a third episode. Sorry, y'all.
Well, that's just an extra episode for me to say, Carmen Brown.
But Kyle. All right, so let's get going on this. The African Mami Wata is a water sprite often shown as a mermaid. People. And in the Caribbean, they have tales of Ikaya and La Sirene. Both.
Heard that.
Okay, well.
Been in the Caribbean like a bunch of times, never heard.
Maybe they're keeping it a big secret.
It's possible.
What's going on, Caribbean? Both are mermaids.
Mermaids.
The Mingu, plural of Jingu, of Cameroon are normally said to be beautiful. Mermaid-like figures with long woolly hair and
gaps. Why not named Troy then?
You would think they would be, right? Like statues of Troy everywhere.
Huh?
That would be cool. Long woolly hair and gap-toothed smiles. They live in rivers and the sea and often bring good fortune to those who worship them.
I'm often reward people who worship me too.
That's good of you. That's a good thing that people should do. A merman.
Why do you really emphasize that?
Well, that's how he says it on Zoolander. I'm a merman. That's how he says it. Anyway, in Brazil, there's folklore about Iara, who is a mermaid, a water nymph, or a siren, depending on the nymph, depending on the context of the story. Iara means something like Lady of the Lake or Water Queen. According to legend, Iara is an immortal freshwater nymph in the appearance of a beautiful young woman with green hair and light skin who sits on a rock by the river, combing her hair or dozing under the sun. That sounds wonderful. Like napping. My favorite thing. When she feels a man around, she sings gently to lure him to her.
Like a siren.
Yeah. Or a nymph. To live out his life with her under the water, which would probably be about 5 minutes because, you know, men can't breathe underwater.
Women can't either.
I can. Okay. Let's see here. Mermaids and mermen are also part of the Philippine folklore, known as Sirena and Siokoy, respectively. They're human above the waist and have fish tails. They can be good or evil. Sometimes, drowning sailors, after luring them into the water with their spellbinding songs, and at other times, trying to rescue drowning sailors. So it really just depends on what kind of day they're having. On Java, there are many ancient legends, sagas, myths, and folklore stories about the Javanese mermaid queen. Nyiroru Kidul.
What?
I don't know. She is tied in with many of the royals in Java's history and is considered the queen of the South Sea, the Indian Ocean, and in control of the giant waves and tsunamis that originate there. She is known to lure handsome young men named Troy into the sea from fishing boats or even the beach. She is aqua green in color, and it is part of local beliefs that aqua green is a sacred color and that wearing this color will anger her. On Jeonmundo Island in South Korea, a local legend tells of the mermaid Sinjiki. With fair white skin and long black hair, she appears mainly during the bright moonlit evenings or in early mornings to warn fishermen about oncoming storms or typhoons by throwing rocks at a cliff or making warning sounds. Another local legend is found in Napier, New Zealand.
New Zealand!
We haven't done anything about New Zealand, have we?
No.
We need to. We got you, New Zealand. Where Pania of the Reef is a central character in a Maori legend of sea maiden who marries the son of a tribal chief and has a son with him, spending nights on land with her husband and child and days in the sea with her mermaid people. She flees back into the ocean when he tries to make her permanently human. There are countless other similar local legends across the world with many of the same story elements. I think they're trying to say that mermaids are real. Okay, so let's go to some mermaid sightings. And I have 8 good ones. Yes. Mermaid sightings weren't something that started recently. Quite the contrary, there have been claims that go as far back as the 2nd century AD. The Hellenized Syrian writer Lucian has mentioned the possible existence of mermaids in his Natural History 94911. Pliny the Elder has mentioned and describes numerous sightings of mermaids off the coast of Gaul. Mermaid corpses were found to be frequently washed up on shore with their bodies covered all over in scales. He also comments that the governor of Gaul even wrote a letter to Emperor Augustus to inform him about these creatures. 18th century Blackbeard's logbook, as in Blackbeard the pirate, y'all. Some may not have. You were kind of slow on Davy Jones's locker.
That's stupid.
It's not stupid. Okay. One of the most famous and feared pirates in history has mentioned the possibility of mermaids in his logbook. He had instructed his crew on several voyages to stay away from certain charted waters that he called enchanted because of mermaids in these areas that Blackbeard and his crew members had reported seeing. So Blackbeard was scared of them.
Troy bra.
What? Oh, is that our new thing? Troy bra?
No.
Okay. The famous explorer Columbus was said to have spotted 3 mermaids or sirens off the coast of Hispaniola in 1493. He had said that unlike folklore, these creatures weren't beautiful due to some masculine features on their faces.
Or kill
them. Historians debunked them as possible sightings of manatees, but nobody really knows what Columbus actually saw. I mean, you know he could probably tell the difference between manatees and a lady, right? I'm not going to ask that. Yeah, he was. Okay. The local villagers in Kai Islands of Indonesia had a creature that they were familiar with. They called it the Orang Akan, translated as manfish. During World War II in 1943,
or Aquaman,
the Japanese soldiers stationed there learned that this was no myth. These soldiers stationed in 555 square mile area in the islands had multiple claims of encounters with these manfish, or the modern world calls them mermaids. The Japanese soldiers recorded not one, but many different sightings claiming that they saw the same thing, an amphibious creature that was mostly seen to be in the sea than on land. They could have. They said they did. The marine creatures were 150 centimeters tall, having spikes on their spine, shoulders, and neck. They were said to have light pink skin similar to salmon and a mouth like a carp. You got a mouth like a carp.
Wow.
Instead of a single tail, they had 2 frog-like long fins and long arms. One such sighting happened when a troop of soldiers came to a natural lagoon after leisurely exploring the island. The lagoon seemed normal until they saw something thrashing in the water. Suddenly, an Orang Akan jumped out of the water and onto a rock. It turned and faced the soldiers and let out a weird gurgling noise. Just like that. Another same creature was seen swimming in the water towards them. They didn't seem friendly, and not knowing the creature's intentions, the soldiers started shooting at them. But the creatures escaped and disappeared out of view. The sergeant, Mr. Taro, requested the villagers to inform him if any of the Orang Akan were captured dead or alive. The soldiers summoned the general soon after, who saw these creatures with his own eyes as well. Mr. Taro tried his best to get the scientific community involved after the war, but unfortunately, It never happened. And this is the one that reminds me of the movie Splash. I think they got this from Splash. In 1967, a ferry with tourists was astonished to spot a blonde mermaid on a beach. The people who saw this marine creature said that she seemed to be eating a raw salmon fish while enjoying the waves splashing on her. A similar mermaid spotting incident was reported that same week, although a lot of people didn't believe it was real. Charles Watt from the Undersea Gardens was desperate to prove her existence and offered a $25,000 reward for the mermaid's capture, even going as far as saying that he would offer a room for the mermaid with whatever she likes. But nobody was able to capture or find the mermaid. As time passed, the story died. Okay. This one's pretty good. So, Jeff Letcher, a diver, is a videographer at the Jack Diving Locker of Kauai, claims that he not only saw, but came into brief contact with a mermaid.
He's lying.
No, he's not. He got pictures. He was 20 minutes off the coast of Kauai when he saw what looked like a woman just 10 feet away swimming with a pod of dolphins and keeping up with their fast pace, which Letcher thought was obviously odd. She suddenly jumped into the air, revealing her fishtail. There were 10 people in the boat that said they saw the same thing. They were only able to see her jump twice before she disappeared in the water. Letcher thought that was all, and he dived into the water to take some photographs of the marine life, perhaps hoping he would get a capture of the mermaid, too. An hour later, the same mermaid brushed against him while swimming away. Letcher quickly snapped images and was able to capture her on one photo as she swam away above them. These images were submitted to 3 high-profile photography labs who analyzed them and said the images were real and had not been tampered with. Oh, snap. Got us a mermaid. Okay. This huge incident had the media, the public, and the government all involved to uncover the mysterious sighting on Kiryat in Israel.
Where?
Kiryat? How do you say it? I hope that's right. Don't get mad at me, Israel. In 2009, some onlookers said that there was a creature that resembled a young girl who would often be found on the beach doing tricks in the water. They kept seeing her for a number of days. I bet you can see lots of girls doing tricks at Panama City. I make myself laugh. They kept seeing her for a number of days, and it took a while for the news to spread and reach the general public and get the government involved. When the government did finally get involved, they issued a $1 million reward for anyone who could provide solid proof of the mermaid's existence. Capturing the mermaid was not necessary, and just a photo would suffice. When the news was out, NBC got out to do some investigation of their own with a film crew at Kiryat. They filmed morning and night above and below the waters, hoping to get some kind of footage of the mermaid. Then late one night, the crew claimed to have seen a human figure dipping in the water. The research crew did their best to follow the mermaid and capture it on camera, but it was to no avail. The mermaid disappeared, and the crew was left without solid proof, except for some findings and shots by bystanders of the mermaid dipping into the sea. All the footage by both the crew and the bystanders were transferred to the Center of the Coastal Ocean Research in Los Angeles. Michael Schott, the center's director, examined the evidence and said that although it was impossible to clearly state that the figure in the footage is a mermaid, it was a very high possibility. The $1 million reward still stands, and tourists and locals are still on the lookout. All right, that one was cool. Let's see. In 2012, Zimbabwe dam workers were trying to install a water pump for local agriculture. When the pumps were blocked, local workers and divers were hired to see what was blocking these pipes. After submerging to investigating these pipes and resurfacing, the local divers and workers swore they would never return to those waters again because they had... Wow, it was the mermaid laying that pipe. Okay. But the government didn't believe the workers and their claims of seeing a mermaid in the depths, so they hired divers and dam workers from outside. But these new people reported seeing the same thing and refused to go back in there and finish the repairs. It's not just the dam and its workers. The people of the land had no doubt about mermaids existing, and several have claimed that they've seen proof, and even the mermaids themselves. To this day, the dam is still not finished. And those are my stories of mermaids.
Yay!
Yay! Did you like them? No. You're hateful.
I don't like fiction.
It's not. It's true stories.
Oh.
All right, y'all. That is my story. If you get a chance, go watch that mockumentary I was talking about the mermaids. It's on Animal Planet. And then, as I said, Discovery picked it up also. It's very interesting. I can't remember what I said since we already recorded this once. So I'll just hold on to that. But y'all have a great week and everybody stay safe. And we will see you guys Sunday. Next Sunday. He is so tired. Fuck Kyle, y'all. I will see y'all soon.